Ever feel like a little jealous of how easily kids just seem to pick up languages? It's like they're just these little sponges, you know, soaking it all up
Grubby.
effortlessly. 1 minute they're babbling, and the next they're just like switching between languages like
Yeah,
it's nothing.
it is fascinating,
It is.
isn't it? The way children acquire language so naturally, it's something researchers are still unraveling, really.
Well, today we are going to unpack a method that, it tries to capture that magic for us older folks.
Oh,
It's called CLIL,
yeah.
which stands for Content and Language Integrated Learning. And we're diving into using languages to learn and learning to use languages. An introduction to CLIL for parents and young people.
All right.
We're going to explore how it works, why it's gaining traction, and answer some of those burning questions you might have. So imagine this. Learning history, science, or even math, all while naturally picking up a new language.
Well,
That's the essence of CLIL.
it's about making language learning an organic part of the learning process rather than a separate, often daunting subject.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So instead of drilling verb conjugations, I could be using those verbs to discuss, say, the Roman Empire.
Precisely. And this is where CLIL very cleverly bridges the gap between language acquisition, which is that natural immersive way children learn, and language learning, which is the more structured traditional approach.
So it's like taking the best of both worlds and kind of combining them.
Exactly. The booklet actually makes a great analogy. Think
Yeah.
about learning a musical instrument.
Okay.
You wouldn't expect to become a virtuoso by just memorizing music theory, right?
Yeah.
You need to actually play.
Right.
To practice, to
Yeah.
immerse yourself in the music. CLIL applies that same principle to language learning.
That's a really great analogy. It makes a lot of sense. But does that mean I can finally ditch those grammar textbooks and just like jump into conversations?
Well, not entirely.
Yeah.
But CLIL does challenge some of those persistent language myths that can hold learners back.
Oh, you mean like the idea that you need perfect grammar before you can even utter a word?
Exactly. CLIL emphasizes communication above grammatical perfection.
Right.
It's about getting your message across, connecting with others, and engaging with the language in a meaningful way.
It's funny when you think about it, babies communicate effectively with just a handful of words and a whole lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
They don't even know what a verb conjugation is.
And that's precisely the point.
Right.
CLIL encourages learners to embrace that same fearlessness and focus on the joy of communication.
This is already making me rethink my own language learning experiences, but can you paint a picture for me? What does CLIL actually look like in a classroom?
Well, imagine a classroom of 8-year-olds
Okay.
having a language shower for a portion of their science class. They're singing songs, playing games, and learning basic scientific concepts all in another language.
Wow.
Or picture older students exploring a historical event through primary sources in the target language, debating and discussing their findings.
So it's not just about replacing the language of instruction, it's about weaving the language into the learning experience in a variety of creative ways.
Absolutely. CLIL recognizes that there are different learning styles and adapts to suit various ages and educational contexts. But what's truly remarkable is that the benefits extend far beyond language acquisition.
Okay, now we're getting to the really exciting stuff. Tell me more about these added benefits. What's going on in the brain when we learn through another language?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
And the booklet uses this brilliant metaphor. You're putting on language spectacles.
Oh.
When you learn in another language, it's like you're seeing the world through a new lens, gaining fresh perspectives on familiar concepts.
I love that. So it's not just about acquiring new vocabulary, it's about expanding the way you think.
Precisely. It's like those aha moments you love but amplified. You're constantly challenging your brain to make new connections, to think critically, and to see things from different angles.
This is blowing my mind. I can see why CLIL is gaining traction. But let's be honest, if I were a parent considering this for my child, I'd have a lot of questions.
And you would be right to have questions.
Yeah.
It's a big decision. Thankfully, the booklet we're diving into really anticipates a lot of those concerns.
Okay.
So let's tackle those head on.
All right, fire away. What's the first question on every parent's mind?
Will CLIL hurt my child's first language?
Right.
It's a common worry.
Yeah.
But the booklet emphasizes that developing that first language remains absolutely crucial.
Okay.
Any mixing of languages is a normal part of the learning process.
Right.
it doesn't mean they're losing their native tongue.
So it's like their brain is becoming this amazing multilingual machine, figuring out how to navigate between different linguistic worlds.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
Now, another big question is, will my child learn the subject matter as well in CLIL?
Right, because you're essentially adding another layer of complexity
to
the learning process.
And the booklet acknowledges there might be a slight slowdown initially as a child adjusts to learning in another language.
Okay.
But in the long run, CLIL can actually lead to a deeper understanding of the subject matter.
Wait, really? How does that work?
Well, for one, decoding information in another language can actually force kids to focus more intently.
Okay.
It's like their brains are working harder.
Right.
Which can lead to more profound comprehension.
So it's almost like a mental workout
that
strengthens their cognitive muscles.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's the motivational factor.
Yeah.
Learning in another language can be exciting and engaging, which boosts their overall enthusiasm for the subject.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this all ties together.
Good.
But what about those kids who maybe struggle with languages in general? Would they be left behind in a CLIL classroom?
Not at all.
Okay.
The booklet is very clear on this point.
Right.
CLIL benefits all learners, regardless of their natural aptitude for languages. And one of the core principles of CLIL is collaborative learning. Students are actively using the language with each other, supporting and learning from one another in a team-based environment.
So it becomes less about individual performance and more about communication and teamwork.
Exactly.
Okay.
And CLIL teachers are trained to be extra attentive to individual needs, providing support where it's needed.
Right.
It's about creating a learning environment where everyone feels empowered to participate and progress at their own pace.
That's reassuring for sure.
Good.
Now, I know another big concern for parents is the homework situation.
Yeah.
Will they have to brush up on their high school Spanish to help their kid with their CLIL assignments?
That's where the booklet offers some great news.
Okay.
It emphasizes that most CLIL homework should be doable independently.
Right.
Of course, open communication with the teacher is essential. They can adjust assignments as needed.
Right.
Plus, remember those collaborative learning skills we discussed?
Yeah.
Those come in handy here, too.
Yeah.
With kids often helping each other out.
Okay, so we've tackled first language development, subject matter, comprehension learning styles, and even the homework dilemma. I have to admit, CLIL is sounding pretty amazing.
It is a fascinating approach.
But what about the bigger picture?
Yeah.
We've talked about individual benefits, but does this booklet touch on the social impact of this approach?
It does. And what's fascinating here is that CLIL has a rather complex history.
Oh, okay.
It's not a brand new concept, as some might believe.
Really? I was under the impression it was a relatively recent educational trend.
It's actually been around for centuries.
Wow.
However, it was typically used in elite education systems as a way to give certain students, usually from privileged backgrounds, an advantage in multilingualism.
So it was more about social stratification than making multilingualism accessible to everyone.
Precisely. But the booklet argues that CLIL now has the potential to completely change that. It can break down those social barriers and create equal opportunities for all students to become proficient in multiple languages.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it's not just about empowering individuals, but also about creating a more equitable society through language learning that's powerful.
It really is. Imagine a world where multilingualism is the norm, not the exception.
Right.
A world where language differences are seen as bridges, not barriers. That's the vision the booklet lays out.
Okay. I'm officially on board the CLIL train, but before we get too carried away, I want to circle back to those amazing cognitive benefits we discussed earlier. You mentioned this idea of conceptualization being enhanced. Can you break that down for me? What exactly does that mean?
Essentially, conceptualization is about understanding concepts deeply and on multiple levels.
Okay.
And the booklet argues that learning through another language can actually improve this ability.
Right.
When you're forced to think about something in a different language, you have to consider it from different angles, make new connections, and deepen your comprehension.
So it's like you're rewiring your brain to think in more complex and nuanced ways.
Exactly. And this connects back to those language spectacles we talked about.
Right.
You're not just learning vocabulary.
Yeah.
You're changing the way you perceive and process information.
Wow. That's incredible. It's like CLIL unlocks all these hidden pathways in your brain. But I think it's important to bring this back to our listeners.
Yeah.
Why should someone who's not a parent or educator care about CLIL?
What's
the takeaway for them?
That's a great question. I think the key takeaway is that CLIL represents a paradigm shift in how we think about language learning.
Okay.
It's not just a subject to be studied in isolation. It's a powerful tool to enrich our understanding of the world around us.
It's like CLIL is saying, don't just learn about the language, learn through the language.
Right. You got it. And that's a message that resonates far beyond the classroom. It's about embracing lifelong learning, constantly expanding our perspectives, and opening ourselves up to new cognitive possibilities.
So whether you're a seasoned language learner or just starting out, CLIL offers a fresh perspective on how to approach this journey. It's about more than just fluency. It's about growth connection and unlocking the full potential of your mind. It really is remarkable how CLIL can transform our approach to learning both in and out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. And you know what? This whole conversation keeps bringing me back to that wonderful analogy from the booklet. Learning a language is like learning a musical instrument.
It's such a fitting comparison, isn't it?
It is.
It perfectly encapsulates that idea that language isn't just about memorizing rules and vocabulary.
Right.
It's about developing a skill, finding your own voice, and expressing yourself in a unique and meaningful way.
And just like learning an instrument, there's a real sense of accomplishment, even joy, in mastering that skill.
Right.
And being able to communicate, connect, and create something beautiful with language.
That's the beauty of CLIL.
Yeah.
It provides that pathway to joy, that sense of accomplishment.
Right.
It's not just about achieving fluency. It's about unlocking those possibilities for communication, understanding, and self-expression.
Well said. I feel like we've really explored CLIL from all angles today, from the science behind it to its potential to reshape education and even society. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
I always appreciate a good thought-provoking question.
So if learning a language is like learning a musical instrument, what song do you hope to play with your newfound language skills?
Oh.
What melodies of communication, what harmonies of understanding, what rhythms of connection do you envision creating?
That's a beautiful question to leave our listeners with. It really gets to the heart of why we learn languages in the first place. To connect with others, to share experiences, to understand different perspectives, and to experience the world in all its richness and diversity.
And maybe, just maybe, CLIL can be the key to helping us all find our own unique voice, our own way of expressing ourselves in the global symphony of languages.
It's certainly an exciting possibility.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the fascinating world of CLIL. A huge thank you to our expert for illuminating this innovative approach to language learning.
It was my pleasure. I always enjoy exploring these transformative educational concepts.
And to you, our listeners, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and inspired you to think differently about language learning. Keep those language spectacles polished. And remember, the music of language is waiting to be played. Until next time, happy learning a learning.